My brothers and sisters, we are living in a stressful period in our life. And God's people are not immune to feeling anxious and feeling stressful. And, you know, we're facing the hardships that come with the pandemic. We're facing the hardships of having to alter our lifestyle. So many things are hitting us all at once. We're trying hard to understand what's going on with the pandemic and vaccines and everything else. And it's easy to feel stressful at times, even at times when our financial stability is being undermined. It is easy to feel stressful. But we are people of faith. And although we are not immune, we have what we need to handle these stressful periods. And today we're coming from Proverbs 12, 12 Proverbs. And we're going to focus on one verse today, only one verse from Proverbs 12, the 12th chapter of Proverbs. And that one verse is the 25th verse. And it's gonna, let me read it. The King James translation says, "Heaviness in the heart of man makes it stoop, but a good word makes it glad." I'm also going to use the New King James translation, which is the translation I usually preach from, which says, "Anxiety in the heart of man causes depression, but a good word makes it glad." The topic today is there a good word for today? Is there a good word for today? And I invite you to read along and pray along with me as we begin this message about the good word that can make us glad. Let us pray. Father, again, I thank you, Lord, for just giving me the pleasure of serving you, Father. And I pray that as I begin this message, Lord, that I articulate your views and your ways to these, your people, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. Is there a good word today? I believe that there is no better word than the word of God. But as we look at these Proverbs, we recognize that this book was primarily authored by Solomon, King Solomon, who was acknowledged as the wisest man around. And these are his observations in life. And we look at them, he has categorized the Proverbs into man's relationships with God, man's relationship with ourselves, and man's relationship with others. So our relationship with others. And this section comes in the section of our relationship with ourselves and how we deal with things in life. And as we look at this 12th chapter, this just sticks out to me. This 25th verse, "Heaviness in the heart of man makes it stoop, but a good word makes it glad." You know, there are times that we just need to hear a word. We need to hear a word from God, but we also need to hear a word from each other, my brothers and sisters. We need to be about lifting each other up rather than tearing each other down. We need to observe what's going on in the lives of our brothers and sisters. Yes, we can do that when we meet regularly in a building, but it's a little bit more challenging when we are removed from the building, but yet we still need to keep each other lifted up and provide a good word when we know that that is needed in life today. I'll read from Isaiah chapter 50, verse four of Isaiah 50, where Isaiah says, "The Lord has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. Think about it. The Lord has given us a word to speak to those who are in their season of weariness, in their season of worry, in their season of stress. And I like the way Isaiah put it in the 50th chapter, verse 4. He said, how to speak a word in season. You see, we will go through seasons. We will have times when we will not be as upbeat as we usually are. We will have times when we feel like the weight of the whole world is on our shoulders. We'll have times like this. But Isaiah is saying God has given him an instructed tongue to know the words to say to sustain the weary, to know what to say and when to say it. My question is, what words can we say to our fellow saints? What can we share with our brothers and sisters when they are going through their season, when our faith is faltering, when our spirit is subdued, when our happiness turns to hopelessness, when our joy turns to junk? What word can we say to those who are going through? And as you look at this passage, heaviness or anxiety, which is the same. It's worry. It's a spirit of grief. It's psychological and spiritual worry that can affect us spiritually. We all know people who have been so stressed out that they look older than their years. And I like this same verse, Proverbs 12:25 in the New Living Translation. It simply says, worry weighs a person down. Think about it. Worry weighs a person down. And what does it cause us to do? Worry in the heart of man makes it stoop. And when we think about stooping, we think about someone who is bowed down. They can't stand upright. They're sort of head tilted down all the time. They feel like they have, again, the weight of the whole world on their shoulder. It causes depression when we go through times of anxiety and stress and heaviness. When we go through times like that in our heart, it causes us to feel some kind of way. But the next word you see in that passage is the word but. And y'all know, if you've listened to me long enough, you know my affinity for that word but, because that's a conjunction that is often used to provide a contrast that is unexpected in light of the first half of the sentence. So you have the heaviness in the heart of man will make it stoop. You have the anxiety in the heart of man will cause depression. You have that. But Solomon says in all of his observations, but something is going to happen to make a difference. You might be down to your last dollar, but guess what? I believe, according to God's word, tomorrow is payday. You might be surrounded by the enemy all alone, but rest assured, the cavalry is on the way. But a good word, but a good word in that passage, Proverbs 12:25, but a good word, an encouraging word, a sympathetic word, a word of empathy, but a good word will make it glad, will make your heart glad, will brighten you up, will cheer you up, will make you have joy, make you be merry, make you rejoice. But a good word will make it glad. Some of us might recall the catchy tune years ago from Bobby McFerrin, "Don't Worry, Be Happy." And I remember whenever I think about that song, I think about the time I got off the plane in Denver, Colorado, and got on the shuttle bus to go to my rental car. And that song came on over the shuttle bus sound system. And the guy across from me, he just said, "This song makes me feel so happy." And as the song went on, I looked around and all the other riders on the shuttle were tapping their feet to the music. And sometimes when we hear something good, it just makes us feel, it makes us feel good. It makes us change the things that we're thinking about and worried about. It just makes us feel good. And if the power of music can do that, then just imagine what a good word can do for us, what a good word can do for us, how a good word can uplift us, how a good word can change our disposition, how a good word at a needed time can really help us out. So I want to share with you, my brothers and sisters, a few good words that we can share with one another, a few good words that at times in our life that we need to hear and we have heard time and time again. And if we really think about it, we think about the people in our lives who have encouraged us through the tough times, who have had a good word for us when we were doubting ourselves. We can think of the ones who cheered us up just by their presence with us. So I have a few points I want to lift up for you. First of all, we can have a word of courage. We can have a word of courage. Have you ever had that person come up to you say that I believe that you can do it, even when you doubt it yourself? That person will say, "I know you can do it." Because after all, remember, God has promised to be with you. I think Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Have you ever had somebody who came up to you during your times of trouble said, I made it by the grace of God, and so can you? Have you ever had a time when you were sitting in the doctor's office and heard the most devastating news you've ever heard? You know, when you hear the words about something wrong with you, when it comes out of the doctor's mouth, it seems to echo over every wall and over again. And all you can do is think about the bad things that have happened to people who had that same disease, had that same affliction, had that same thing. All you can do is think about that. But then suddenly God put somebody in your life that you never knew had the same thing. And by the grace of God, they overcame. So we need to be prepared, my brothers and sisters, when we see others that are going through, we need to be prepared to provide them with the word of courage. But not only that, second point, we need to provide them with the word of comfort, compassion, and concern. You know, that's the second point, a word of comfort, compassion, and concern. And it is so refreshing to hear somebody speak with a sense of empathy, not just saying words, but you can really feel that they feel for you. People who come to you during times in your life when you're going through the storms, where they can, you have the sense that they really care for you. You really have the sense that their prayers are with you, that they are praying with you. You have the sense that their heart grieves along with you. Just like Job's friends, when they came to him during his times of sorrow. You know, those friends that just come up to you, and some friends, they don't even have to say anything. They can just give you a hug, and you just feel so much better because you know you're not going through this alone. Unfortunately, we cannot hug people right now. We have to do those air hugs, you know. But we know that people are concerned about us. We know that people have compassion for us, and they want to comfort us. those that come to us with the word, like Romans 8:31, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? There comes a time in our life when we need our own personal cheering section. It just uplifts us when someone comes to us with a good word. A good word. You know, we spend time now, even though we are not together, we can still send our concerns by sending cards and emails and text messages and phone calls. We think of people during times of sickness and bereavement. We send cards to them that help encourage them. I know they encourage me, but there are other times in our life when we need encouragement that it'd be nice to receive a card or a call or just a concern from you. There are times in our lives when we need somebody who knows what we are going through or have been through and can help us along the way. Again, going to Paul's words, the Romans in chapter 8, verse 37, Paul says, yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor anything created shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Sometimes we just need somebody to remind us that we are not separated from God. Even in the midst of our pains, we are not separated. He is still there to comfort us, to bless us, and show concern for us. And as children of God, we ought to do that for one another. Another word we can give, this is the third point, a word of challenge. You know, we need to be challenged sometimes. We quickly will give up when it seems insurmountable things before us. And we need to be challenged. We need to be challenged. Have you talked to the Lord about it? Have you given your best? Don't quit. You're just close to getting what God has promised you. Don't quit. We need to challenge people sometimes. We need to go to Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. Oh, we need challenge sometimes. Because see, others can see in us what God sees in us, even when we doubt ourselves. Psalm 34:8 says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. We need to be challenged sometimes to trust in the Lord, for he will carry us through. He will bring us through. We need to be challenged. And the next point is we need a word of counsel. We just need to have somebody listen to us and help us work out what we're going through. You know, someone who comes up who's been through it already says, maybe you ought to try this. Why don't you talk to this person? They've been dealing with the same thing. Why not? Let's study together this passage from the Bible. It deals with this issue. My favorite scripture is Psalm 119:105. The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Light is so important. And that's why I love the scripture, because it illuminates things. It makes things clear. But I also enjoy the counsel of good friends, good saints who've been through it before, because they also help shed light upon my path. And light is so important. Didn't Jesus say that in John 8:12? He spoke to them saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Very few of us like to walk in darkness. So allow the word to illuminate your way, to shed light unto your path. We need a word of counsel sometimes, that even though we think we've worked it out, we still can't see clearly enough. And another word that we need is a word of commitment. A word of commitment. It is so nice when saints come to us and say, I am here for you. I will be with you. I will not forsake you. I will walk with you through this experience. Have you had that person, special person in your life, go to that doctor's appointment or go to that treatment with you, where they might not think they're doing much, but just their mere presence with you makes you feel so much better? They are sharing the experience with you. They are the ones that will take your call any time of day, any time of night. They are the ones who will go out of their way, put their life on pause to help you out. We need that type of word, my brothers and sisters. And also another point, we need a word of companionship, which kind of goes with the previous one. We need a word of companionship. We really need that companionship that comes through other individuals, just their presence with us. You know, there's a scriptural passage that every time I look at it, I understand it better and better. It comes from 2 Timothy chapter 4, when Paul is writing to his protege, Timothy, and he is lonely at the time. This is a time that he is under imprisonment and or house arrest, and he is lonely. And in the fourth chapter of 2 Timothy, the last chapter of that book, in the ninth verse, Paul says to Timothy, be diligent to come to me quickly, for Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world, and has departed for Thessalonica, Cretans for Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia. So he's when I look at this, it's like Paul saying, I need companionship. You know, I need companionship. I believe it says Luke is with me, or I have somebody with me, but I need companionship. We all need companionship. We will have times where people come in and out of our lives. Some will bless us and some will disappoint us. As he said, as Paul says in 2 Timothy 4:9, where it says, Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world. This is one of his disciples, somebody that Paul has spent time with, who has decided to go back into the world, has decided to turn his back on Christianity and go back to what he used to be. But yet, Paul still loved him. It did not discourage Paul, for he had others also that he had influenced, but yet he still needed companionship. And I think about it, when you think of all that Paul had been through, all the courage he had, all the outspokenness he had, you know, all the people he faced to share the word, the good news of Jesus Christ. But yet he finds himself needing companionship. If it can happen to Paul, it can certainly happen to us. Even when others that we have imparted so many words to and so much advice and so much counsel, even when they depart from us and leave us lacking, there is still reason to be encouraged, because sometimes we focus on those who have left us instead of rejoicing in those who are still with us. Proverbs 13:20 says, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. So what that tells me, you have to choose your companions carefully. Because if your companions are the wrong people, they are not going to do any good for you. Then Deuteronomy 31:6, which I shared earlier, somebody else said in Joshua, be strong and of good courage. Do not fear, nor do not be afraid of them, for the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you, nor forsake you. We need a word of companionship. And there is no other companion I know that will be with us always other than our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Jesus is that friend that can provide that encouraging word through our prayers. Jesus is the friend who, as the Son of God, has provided all of the encouraging words we find in the Word of God. Jesus is that constant companion. I think about the song, what a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. My brothers and sisters, there will be times in our lives where we will need words of courage, words that that encourage us, words of comfort, words of compassion, words of concern, words of challenge, words of counsel, words of commitment, words of companionship. Again, just one verse. Heaviness in the heart of man makes it stoop, but a good word makes it glad. Worry can weigh us down. Guess what? But a good word can cheer us up. Once we've been knocked down, we don't have to stay down. We should seek to turn from depression into rejoicing by saying and listening to the right thing. There are those around us who specialize in empathy, who specialize in kind words, who specialize in encouraging words. Let us embrace them at this time. Let us not go through this alone. Worry and stress that we put on ourselves. And I want to leave us with a poem I read long ago. I don't even know who the author is, but here it is. All the water in the world, however hard it tried, could never, never sink a ship unless it got inside. All the hardships of this world might wear you pretty thin, but they won't hurt you one least bit unless you let them in. My brothers, discern what you let into your spirit. Discern what you let into your life. Discern who you hang around with. And when those times come, when you are going through the storms of life, rest assured we will go through storms. We are not immune. But number one, we don't go through them alone. But we have a friend in Jesus. Not only that, but we have our brothers and sisters who care for us, who can lift us up when we are down. So God bless you. Just one passage from Proverbs 12, but so much within it. I certainly pray that this has blessed you, and I pray that you will continue to be that word that makes a heart glad for somebody else. God bless you.